This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, Nick Saban on the television. What do you think he thinks about Reuben Bain saying God bless those guys?
He's probably one of those guys that are saying, hey, when you talk all that trash, you putting
rat poison
your teammates. You know what I mean? You putting your teammates, you might be able to handle it. Everybody can't handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeesh. That smile, dude. Oh, man. He is thinking a lot of thoughts about what he's going to do to Texas A&M come Saturday afternoon, which, by the way, of course, you could hear right here on QAM. 8 o'clock our coverage gets going, 8 a.m. For the noon kickoff from College Station. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. with the call, and Hollywood and Brian Monroe will get you set for all the action as the Canes start their playoff run on Saturday. The Dolphins, they're out of the playoffs. So now we have seventh-round rookies to look forward to.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Just turn off the chat, dude. Just turn it off. Just turn it off.
I was on X.
Oh,
and I just saw something that Cam Newton implies he doesn't get paid the same as Tom Brady and Tony Romo on TV because he's black. That's why I went. Well,
I gotcha.
Yeah. All right. As you were.
Tua. He's still getting paid a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not sure if it's going to be with the Fins. Here was Tua yesterday.
What do you think you played your last time?
I'm not too sure. I can't predict the future. I can't, you know, predict any of that. So it is what it is. And as I said, got to help out Q, got to help out Zach, whoever the starter is or is going to be. Do what I can to help them in that role and helping the team win games.
Hmm. I know what that sounds like.
Hmm. Like what?
Rats off a ship.
So,
sounds like he's going to go play for the Colts.
So, one of the problems that, like, one of the things that I think you need to be aware of when you're going through this is that who else is going to sign up for this? Right? And you've played poorly this year.
Who's going to sign up for just the way he acts?
No. I don't care about how you act. The way you played.
Yeah.
When the way you act is magnified by the way you play.
But there's also less of a magnification when you're not paying him ridiculous money. So, like, somebody will give it a chance. We talk about the quarterback slacking all over the place. Somebody will kick the tires. Dude. Never? You don't think
so? There's There's only a couple of situations where it worked out. Now it's not. Geno Smith
in Seattle. Yep.
Okay, but now it's not.
Yep.
That's it. All the other quarterbacks were good at one point. Sam Darnold. Yeah, he might be the number one seed. And how do you think the Vikings feel?
Ooh. Well, they're a little. They got their rookie doing the gritty, or their second year guy doing the
gritty.
I don't
know. He's on.
He's
that
played well.
He's on that tour coming to the league. I just think that. You know, if I were Tua, I would have said this. And I know that I'm not, and he's not me. But you have to say, listen, it's all irrelevant because if I don't play better, I'm not going to be playing anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do what's ever necessary to get back to what I was, to be in the quarterback that I know I can be, because this isn't acceptable. People would understand that. People would even sympathize with you, right? But to say, nah, I don't know, things happen or whatever, like acting as if though and insinuating that the only reason why you're not playing is because they don't like you anymore. No, you earned it.
Yeah.
And so you got to, you know, this right here doesn't get you a job on any team. And he got to own it.
No pouting.
Right. Got to own it.
Mike McDaniel was asked yesterday if Stephen Ross had any say
Hold
in
on.
This.
Hold on. Hmm? Hold on.
What's up?
I'm blocking off some time for
yep.
Mike okay, McDaniel yeah. answer. Okay,
set
go.
Set the timer.
Ready. Set the timer. Wait. No, let's
Stephen
see.
Hold Ross on. Have input on the decision?
No, I think, you know, since the day that he hired me, he hired a head coach for – to make these types of decisions. I think he, you know, as he got to where he is in business to hire experts for things. I think he's super competitive and he, you know, is very interested in the preparation and then after the outcome, you know, the whys and what fors. But, you know, I think he's very tactful and not trying to, you know, sway me because he wants me to do the right thing for the right reasons, not pretending to know the ins and outs of the daily activity that, you know, we spend our lives doing.
Hmm.
Did he like insult him?
I wasn't listening.
Oh.
I was too busy counting down.
Nah, he was trying to give himself props.
Give himself props?
Yeah.
I kind of felt like he was almost like, listen, nah. I don't need Stephen Ross's input on this.
He was trying to say Stephen doesn't need to be involved in like the everything that goes on. That's why
why would Stephen Ross want to be invested? Why would he not want any input on $250 million mistake?
He's been in business for a long time, and the reason why he's successful is because he delegates – to the right people to take.
You better hope you don't delegate your ass off the team.
No, that's what he was trying to say. He's like, you know,
you think Stephen Ross invests in $250 million in a building that tilts? You think that he.
He didn't want to, but you told him to. See, that's the thing. People don't like.
Yeah, he went to bat.
You went up to bat for that man. So you know. Yeah, you're an item.
I don't think he can come back, dude. I got to be honest with you. And I don't think the Dolphins are missing out on much on him.
On who?
Mike McDaniel. I don't think, like, people, I think he's obviously a very creative gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
What's this guy done to show you he can lead this organization successfully? Like, what's been the thing
he's had success?
Not a lot.
I mean, like.
Not a lot. They've gotten worse
last
2 years. They
have gotten worse. Yes, 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 yes. I'm saying just in general, it hasn't been an epic failure just because it hasn't.
It hasn't been a grand success, though, either.
Like, but who has? Like, so he's had the same success as the last five coaches you've had.
Yeah, but
he's had more success than the last five coaches.
He's supposed to be an offensive genius, and the offense has gotten very pedestrian.
Yes, and I would say after watching last week's game,
mm-hmm.
I want to say this even more so. I don't think they have faith in who's on the field. I'm not even talking about quarterback. In order to go 2 minute, you have to have a lot of people that are on the same page with the offense. And I don't think that that's it. So they try to simplify it. But sometimes when you simplify things and not run the plays that are in your offense that can take advantage of the circumstances that you're playing in,
mm-hmm.
you're doing everybody a disservice.
Right.
Because now they can't be successful.
Okay, but here's the thing I would say to that. Greer's taken the hit because he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But also, part of the issue was Mike McDaniel fancied himself a bit of a star whisperer. Mm-hmm. OBJ, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those, they failed very handsomely,
mm-hmm.
which Fs up your roster, and that's why you got to go pick up scraps off the street and get a tight end off the couch. So he gets to completely skate on that? So I just...
No, see, one of the things that happens in these organizations, and just to be clear, up until this point right here, you don't know who's responsible for who. As far as bringing guys in, signing guys, or whatever. You've heard what the guys that he has sure. vouched for and said, yeah, we want him or whatever. Okay. Now, there's only one guy left. And we still don't know who's responsible for what.
Right. But forget about who's responsible for bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
These guys who were doing whatever they wanted to with him as the coach. They weren't respecting him as the coach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem because that bled into the locker room. That's why they had to get rid of everybody. Jalen Ramsey and him wouldn't play. He didn't want Jalen Ramsey on his team anymore.
Right. Well, that happens with every team.
Yeah,
we can't sit here and act as if though, even with good teams, even with teams that are having success, this happens. What happens, though, in these situations is when you're not having success, those issues that happen on every team tend to stand out.
Yeah, but they usually stand out with the success being a lot greater, like not getting bounced in the first round and then not making the playoffs back-to-back
right.
years,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, like, that cushion's not quite there for you dealing with the dysfunction. You know, the results haven't really been there.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying is just, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like everybody's a little bit, like, scared to move off of this guy because I keep hearing, like, oh, well, the crop of guys aren't there that great. It's like, well, who was this guy before they hired him? Right. You know? Like, right. who was he?
Absolutely.
You know? So I don't think he deserves to keep the gig anymore.
Right.
I think he's burnt it. Unless like Quinn Ewers goes out there and looks like mother bleeping Joe Montana these next three games. Like other than that, like what's keeping everybody's faith in Mike McDaniel? I'd love to know. And you know, for people who say, well, Tua's not gonna be the quarterback. Dude, that's literally why he has the job. That's his calling card. If you told everybody, hey, what do you know about Mike McDaniel? Oh, he's the guy that got Tua to lead the league in passing. And now it burnt out.
Right.
Everybody caught up to it.
Right.
For whatever reason. But I just, and by the way, also had the best receiver in the league for 2 years, break the record.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm a little flummoxed as to why this guy has every, you know, I get it. Greer was culprit number one.
Right.
Tua was caught up with him. But like, so two factors in it, two guys who are the face of this.
Mm-hmm.
Are gone, but this guy's going to get to skate because why? Because they had a 4-game win streak because they started 1-6, and they got blown out by Cleveland on the you know, I don't know. I came away very skeptical at the end of last year with him and Chris Greer, and nothing has happened this year that has deterred that.
Right.
Imagine if he didn't have Devon Achane.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holdinger for joining us. NFL Network does a great job. And you heard his side. Everybody got an opinion on everything going on with the Miami Dolphins and Tua and Mike and everything else. So Kimbo Camper's with us. Dave Hyde's with us. Quinn Ewers is the starter. Yeah, yeah. Jumped right over the top of Zach Wilson.
Yeah. So let me ask you, Dave. Is we play the Bengals this Sunday. Is Matthew McConaughey going to be on the sideline? He going to make a trip over here to his buddy and watch his buddy Quinn Ewers?
No. Oh, is he, are they buddies? Are they from
Texas?
No,
anybody from Texas.
Oh, from Texas. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
no, yeah. He was big on Quinn Ewers.
Oh, right,
man.
On the side. Boy, that's right.
Maybe he could become a minority owner.
He can buy Fergie's minorities.
Yeah, yeah, take Fergie it, take it out. We don't see out. Them anymore.
So you know what? No, I – So no,
Bo embarrassed her so badly. She's out after
Fergie's,
his LA
Fergie
trip.
Fergie comes when. So the last time we went to SoFi, Fergie was out there. Both times, and nobody acknowledge.
It's not
her.
A big deal anymore.
No,
red carpet.
She walks out there and she's like that? Looking for people to talk
she
to.
She went to dinner with us one night, and Bo and I ripped her the whole time, telling stories, and then get back to her. Like, we'd make a comment about something and go, Ferg, you know something about that. And her mouth dropped wide open. Her husband was there, who was a former – he was all pumped up. He played quarterback in college.
He played – so her –
they're divorced now.
So is his – what's his name? He's a good actor. Been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's in a lot of stuff. He's remarried.
What's his name?
Adam DeMille.
No, DeMille. It's Jack DeMille. Something like that. Anyway, so he played quarterback at Minot State. Which is in
that sounds like Pacific.
It's either in Minnesota or North Dakota.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so you know, when we were going to this, we're going to this dinner, and they gave us biographies of the guys, right? Of all the people that are going to be there. So I'm looking at the guy, and I go, Minot State. When I played football in Minnesota my freshman year. We played against Minot State. So I waited for everyone. You know, everyone's got getting autographs and pictures with them, and I waited. Everyone stopped. Said, hey. I said, hey, you played at Minot State, right? And he said, yeah. I said, oh, we kicked your ass when I played at Concordia.
He goes, I remember. That was
That
was a fun night, though.
That was a little.
But what do you expect from Quinn Ewers? What do
I don't
expect?
Know. So let me ask you this: what do you think Mike is looking to see?
Run for 200 yards.
So is this the? Do I want to see if in these last three games, do I want to see how Quinn Ewers plays, thinking that maybe he has maybe he's the next guy in the line, or is it just I know what Zach Wilson is? I just want, or is it just hey, let me just put him in there and see what happens. Is there a formula that he's looking for of some sort?
Well, I think he's looking for
the number one thing is just get Tua out of there and let's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Tua has been awful. So yeah. I thought they'd stay with Tua and move on at the end of the year, but they decided to do it now. I assume he's looking for a glimmer of something that says we might have something here. Yeah. Now, you're not going to get a completed product, obviously, but is there a play or two or three or four?
I would be shocked if he play well enough to come back next year.
Oh, not. I'm not saying
that. And the team go, we got Quinn Ewers, and he's our number one guy.
No, I'm not saying that. No. I'm just saying something that we can build on and maybe – look, they're gonna go out and I would assume – find a quarterback, whether that's drafting or Mac Jones.
We've made assumptions before, Dave.
We've made
assumptions before.
You're right.
somehow it always goes sideways.
You know what's nuts? The Zach Wilson thing.
Yeah.
And then Baldy just said he's about done. Everybody's tired of his act and his work. I hadn't heard that before. I know what his reputation is going back.
But you saw what happened in Denver where Sean Payton brought him in and made him the third quarterback.
Yeah.
He said, I don't like him, and let him go, which was a tip. But, you know, you go through the cycle, this would be the third team he's been on and has – forget the Jets. They've been wrong on everybody.
Just look at the quarterback position. And look, I've been saying this for a number of years. This league is so starved for that franchise quarterback. And so you've got the guys like Zach Wilson, and you see it every year. And I don't think this is a big year for quarterbacks coming out. But you've got guys in the top 10 that they'll pick four or five quarterbacks in the top 10, and three or four of them should be picked in the fourth round, fifth round, third round. But they're just so hungry to try to get that guy, and how they all fall by the wayside. I mean, look at your. Over and over and over again.
Fall by the wayside.
Second
here.
Round, third round. No, well, look, they've done it every
look at,
we, a lot
New,
of other places.
Look at New Orleans, second round quarterback, that Tyler Shough.
Yeah,
Shough. He looked pretty good. I mean, from a I don't know. I'm not right. saying he's.
Yeah, no,
I'm not saying he's there, but hey, maybe we
he's
have
starting
to
look closer
here.
To it the last couple of weeks. And, and by the way, he makes a great throw for them to win the game down the sideline. And his number one receiver dropped it right through the whole
I don't want to hear what we're going to hear. Oh, it's not a good year for quarterbacks. We don't look. The Dolphins have put themselves in this situation where you need a quarterback this year instead of through the recent years trying to find.
I'll give
someone
you a good
develop.
One. I'll give you a good one that I don't think's crazy. There's going to be some pressure on this one. Jimmy Cephalo brought it up. Bo was up there with me. Mendoza drops to where we pick. Do you take him?
You know what? Football decision.
I don't know enough about
football.
Him.
I don't either.
I don't know enough.
I don't look towards the draft that much. But let's just assume, for the sake of argument, the Dolphins go 0-for the rest of this season.
They're 11th right now. So say they pick 8th.
So you get up to there. So I had a buddy of mine, and he's not really a big football fan, but he's a big Cub fan. He's a big Indiana fan. Went to Butler and, got that whole Indiana thing. And he tells me that, hey, we need to do a Mike Ditka, trade all of our draft choices and get
I'll tell you what,
get the quarterback.
The big
one. And I said, you can't do that.
How about trade him for Joe Burrow?
Why would you give up Joe Burrow? I don't care unless he just flat out says, get me out of here.
Well, he was asked, and he goes, he was kind of non,
If there's one player in the league
I think he would be available for the right number.
I don't think so.
I mean,
there's a shortage of these guys. Why would you get rid of Joe Burrow?
Well, what if he, he
what? He's got to be miserable.
He pulls
Tell
that
us, Joe. Joe,
he pulls that opt out.
What if he pulls an NBA card?
Yep,
he's one of the few players who could say,
how
I
many
want
guys,
out.
How many guys in our league do that? That's an NBA thing. How many
that's
guys
what
in
I'm
NFL
saying.
NFL will do that?
Nobody does that, but he'd be the one guy I could, he might do it. And he might have the power to.
Look, he may not be wrong because you look at that team, there's not a lot. There's, all their good players are kind of.
You got two really good receivers.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
really good.
Stay healthy
Yeah. He's looking at the franchise. He's had to lobby. Right, he had to lobby to sign players.
Yeah.
And now they have by far the fewest scouts. They don't even have an official general manager. I know. So at some point, if you're he's 29 now.
Yeah.
And he's saying, if what am I going to be stuck here for another? And I'm getting hurt every year because I'm getting pounded.
I don't know. You guys all just listen. That guy. He had a terrible game last week, but he's
that
a top
avenue.
10 guy, top 5
avenue.
When he's rolling.
Oh, he's absolutely.
Oh no, I mean,
why would they after
that guy's? You got to play. Well, you got to focus on him everywhere he's going to.
He got second contract. He's got big dollars coming. He ain't leaving me now.
So get back to Mendoza then. Your thoughts on that?
Boy, I'll tell you.
Well, he's got the whole Miami
thing. He is the exact opposite the way he talks and everything else of our guy that we have right now, who I've had a gut full
of. Or else we can go for that guy from Vanderbilt that really made an ass of
himself. The guy that said, F you. You didn't vote for me?
I tell you what, he had a pretty good
pretty good stats.
Pretty good stats. Yeah. Pretty good season.
Yeah, no doubt.
Vanderbilt is the one team that got overlooked.
Yeah.
And they got screwed by this playoffs. But anyways, he's 5'9", too. So forget it. You know. But – before we get to Mendoza, the Dolphins need to have a structure in place to make football decisions, right? This is a football decision.
And somebody's got big basketballs that sold.
I love Mendoza. I love how he sounds. I love how he plays. But what does that mean?
No, it doesn't.
You know,
how does that translate, right?
But here's what's happened to our team on this quarterback thing. We've liked Josh Allen, but we didn't get aggressive like the Bills did to jump over people to jump ahead of us and Arizona to take him. We now are saying we like Lamar, but, you know, we like this guy. We like that guy. We never take him. And then the bad one is that we're going to be tied to for life is Justin Herbert and Tua going 5 and 6 in that draft.
I mean, you can go back to Matt Ryan and Jake Long. Then you get Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. I mean, the Dolphins have – not taking quarterback. They've been scared to take quarterback.
So you used to get fired when you missed on one.
So let's talk about the structure of the Dolphins.
This is it, right.
So, you know, to me, whoever that person is, if I was Stephen Ross or I would find a guy that's going to run the football operations, right? And he's going to be the guy and your general manager is going to pick the players, and then you're going to get your head coach to coach the players, and nothing in between. And that business guy is all about business decisions. The contract you gave to Tua when you didn't really need to do that. The situation where you gave Tua the money. Those kind of things. Let a business guy.
Well, that's a football decision. That's going to be. Somebody should have stepped in. Chris Greer, whoever the general manager, step in and say, we're not doing that.
So that's what the business, that would be the head of football operations to me, would be that guy. You guys do your job, but I'm going to overstep you if I think it's not the right thing. So Chris Greer, everyone's talking about Chris Greer. Who's the guy before Chris Greer? What did he do? What did he do to make this team better? Mike Tannenbaum. What did he do? And who was before Mike Tannenbaum?
Dennis Hickey.
What did he do? And who was before
Jeff
that?
Ireland.
Jeff Ireland. What did he do?
Nothing.
They're all part of this 25-year.
Oh no, it wasn't just one
extravaganza
guy
that we've gone through.
So let me ask you a question. What you're talking about? This is going now.
Yeah.
I don't know what the relationship is, but Brandon Shore's down on the sideline. Yeah. What's Brandon Shore's job? I thought it was contracts.
It's contracts. And by right.
Does Brandon Shore tell Chris, this is a lot of money. We're chewing up a lot. Brandon Shore knows the cap's inside now.
I get it. Look, I'm gonna throw my thing would be I put Tom Garfinkel at the top of the pack. You're the business guy. You've been in NASCAR, you've been in baseball. You've been in F1. You've been in 10.
It was Tom's idea to tank. He does have a say, and he's super smart and all.
Right.
Is he a football guy?
But I would make him.
Both talking about his structure.
I'm talking about business structure.
Yeah.
A guy that
Tom's not going to jump in and start telling people to take that wide receiver and
that
running back.
No, don't take that guy. But when you come up and you come to him. When Mike comes to him, Chris Greer comes to him. So we want to give Tua $212 million. Absolutely not. Here's what you need to do. You need to let him play 8 games. We'll see what happens. And if he plays well, we'll give you.
So let me ask you. That's a great point, though. So I wonder, knowing Tom, sees us screaming and coach saying pay Tua.
Yeah.
And Brandon Shore's involved and Chris. I wonder if Tom tried to step in and go, hey, guys, this not a good move, man.
Well, somebody was in there blocking the move because, remember,
it didn't happen.
Mike had to pound the table.
Yeah, right.
He had to pound. Who was he pounding it? So there was opposition.
Well, so if you remember the situation clearly. He went out and he said, I'm gonna throw during training camp. After day one, I'm not throwing anymore until I get a contract. And they put in, who do we have last year? Mike White and Skylar Thompson. Right after that practice, Mike ran upstairs and said, hey, we need to sign Tua. Next day, they gave him a $212 million contract.
Yeah.
Enough said. Right?
All right, listen, we got to go to break here. We got this. We all got in a deep thought and different opinions about how to fix things.
But we're all in agreement that structure
matters.
You know what it matters? The person they hire. Yeah. If John Harbaugh or Sean Payton were out there, you'd hire them and it'd settle everything.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, they would be the structure.
Yeah, Stay with me. Both keep your thoughts. You got it. When we come back, we'll take a quick break right after this. We'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm going to call it a disaster Thursday. Even though we've got fun to be had and you got a college football playoff game coming up Saturday with the Hurricanes. But where do we stand with the Miami Dolphins? Tua's not happy that he's going to be on the bench. It's actually third string. Zach Wilson, he's not happy that he's still the number two quarterback instead of being elevated to the starter, which is why he came here in case Tua wasn't able to be the quarterback. And Quinn Ewers is officially the starter. And so you've got a situation. I saw Barry Jackson tweet out, Zach Wilson says it's frustrating that he didn't get the starting job, and he's a little confused why, but he'll be a good teammate and do what's asked of him. It's quite a situation that Mike McDaniel has put together for himself with 3 games left in the season.
He's got a starting quarterback unhappy with him. He's got a backup quarterback unhappy with him. He's got a seventh-round draft pick rookie quarterback who probably loves him. And he's got some players, I'm imagining, who are confused. So I mean, it's a disaster for the Dolphins. They're kind of a laughing stock again. We've talked about this. It's kind of been a running theme throughout this season. It started literally week one against Indianapolis. They were the laughing stock of the league. We talked about it. Teams lose. They're not the laughing stock. But the way the Dolphins lost, they became a laughing stock. And then it happened a couple more times throughout the season. Tua with his infamous post-game remarks that blew up. But now you've got quarterback changes happen around the league. They do. This one seems to be a national laughingstock, though, because, again, Tua's unhappy. And by the way, if you're Tua, you go, hey, I've won four out of the last six games. I mean, my star receiver, Tyreek Hill's not there. My star running back has sore ribs. Didn't even play a half of a game 2 games ago. So he's unhappy. We talked about it yesterday. I mean, Zach Wilson has to be beside himself. He's played the backup role for every game but one the entire season. I'm imagining he's been a good soldier. And now all of a sudden, here's where you get elevated to the starting role. And the confusing part of it is Mike McDaniel is adamant that Quinn Ewers gives them the best chance to win. That's all this is based on. But then you have to ask yourself, well, if Quinn Ewers gives them the best chance to win, that happened between Monday night and yesterday? Because he was literally third on the depth chart behind two other quarterbacks. And now he's telling us with a straight face that Quinn Ewers gives them a better chance to win than Zach Wilson and Tua? That's disastrous to me. It's laughing stock material worthy, and that seems to be kind of what they are.
But I think it's the right decision.
Agreed.
The way that they're getting from point A to point C, I guess in this case, is maybe not the best way publicly, and perhaps internally not the best way to handle it. I'm with you, Hawk. But they're doing the right thing. Zach Wilson could be upset all he wants. And I realize why he's upset. He's looking at all the guys you constantly mention, the Sam Darnolds, the Geno Smiths, the Baker Mayfields, and saying, hey, I want my chance at that redemption arc. I realize why he's upset. But the Dolphins are doing the right thing. They've been eliminated from the playoffs. Their franchise quarterback, who makes a lot of money, has regressed this season. It's time to give the young guy who you don't know anything about until he gets reps on the field the opportunity, because you wasted, I shouldn't say wasted, you used a draft pick on him. It's time to give him the chance. And if the players in the locker room don't understand that or don't respect that, I understand it. But from a football perspective, that is the right thing for an organization to do.
Then why not say it? Why not say, we want to see what we have with Quinn Ewers? There's a few games left this season. We're mathematically eliminated. We'd like to see what we have with Quinn Ewers. Because to say, Quinn Ewers, we decided to elevate him because he gives us the best chance to win, has to make you scratch your head. Well, then why wasn't he the backup in Pittsburgh? Why wasn't he the backup in any of the games but one? So I'm not suggesting it's the wrong decision.
Yeah.
I'm suggesting he's lying, and I don't understand why. Why is Mike McDaniel not saying what we all agree to, which is, let's see what the young kid has?
Right.
Like, why is that? Like, it just strikes me as such a blatant lie, because then you're telling me that all these games that you had Quinn Ewers as the emergency quarterback and Zach Wilson as the backup, you were only doing that because Zach Wilson was making more money. That he didn't give you a better chance to win,
yep,
if Tua went out. So which one is it? It just strikes me as such a disaster of his own making.
because everybody in this Dolphins organization is playing for a different reason. Everybody has something personal to gain that is a different goal than the person they're supposed to be in lockstep with, in concert with, making decisions. It started several years ago, but you had a quarterback whose main goal this year, Hawk, was clearly to just stay healthy. That's it. Let's stay healthy. You had a general manager who was trying to reset the poor cap situation he put the team in, and you had a head coach trying to win games to save his ass. Nobody is working in concert with the other, and what you get is this, which is an organization that can't stop looking like they're doing the dumbest thing possible at every turn.
I just don't understand why you're not honest. That's the part that puzzles me so much, because you make yourself look like an idiot for not having Quinn Ewers as the backup for multiple games this season, and then tell us, oh, he gives us the best chance to win against Cincinnati. Well, what did you see from Zach Wilson between Monday night and Wednesday that allowed you to believe he doesn't give you the best chance as your backup to win? It's befuddling to me. We're going to talk about it today. We have a loaded potato today. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, is going to join us. Coach Larinaga, Jim Larinaga, is going to join us. Usually on Wednesdays, we had a different kind of show yesterday because we were out at our holiday party. And in the 4 o'clock hour, Rob Pizzola will be giving us a pick for Texas A&M. Dolphins, Bengals on Sunday, maybe a little Thursday night football tonight. So we'll have a good time on the show today. Give you a fantasy football report. These are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by 5th Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. Just speaking of the Dolphins, fantasy football on SI, they've got Darren Waller as a must play this week in fantasy sports, if your fantasy league is still going, or maybe if you're doing daily fantasy. They write, despite Tua and the Dolphins offense stinking it up on Monday night, Waller posted a dominant fantasy outing. He caught 7 of 8 targets for 66 yards and 2 scores. His performance netted him a season-high 25.6 fantasy points, and now he draws the absolute worst defense against tight ends. The Bengals surrendered an NFL-leading 22.66 fantasy points to tight ends, including 99 receptions, 1,276 yards, and 15 touchdowns to the position. Quinn Ewers will make his first NFL start for the Dolphins. Tua has struggled mightily recently, so Ewers might even be able to push the ball further down the field to Darren Waller. So there you go, a little fantasy advice regarding the Miami Dolphins, their game on Sunday. Today on the program, we have another chance for you to win a $50 gift card to eat, drink, and watch sports at Twin Peaks. You know how much we love Twin Peaks on this show, and we're giving away a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks every day this week. You will have a chance to win that sometime before 6 o'clock. Let's do headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Hawk, just because you brought up fantasy football, are you aware that 2 members of this very show are in the semifinal?
If it's fantasy related, I am not. You don't even need to finish it.
Are in the semifinal of the WQAM/Odyssey Miami Fantasy Football League.
I'm guessing you and Jimmy?
Well, it's not you and Crowder because you guys deny the invite every single year. So yeah, the only other 2 people on the show, Jimmy and I, are both in the semifinal, and we're both on opposite sides of the bracket, which could mean collision course, Jimmy, Solana for all the marbles.
I could not find anything less interesting to talk about or think about.
I think it's very interesting to talk about.
I'm sure you do. You and I have differed on what's interesting and what's not since the beginning of our text thread, Jimmy.
the winner of our fantasy football league actually gets to take home the bowling shoes Jimmy took from yesterday's Christmas party.
Jimmy walked all the way to my car in the parking lot to get his Christmas gift. wearing the bowling shoes that were given to him at the bowling alley. Didn't notice it till about three quarters of the way there.
Incredible. So, Hawk, you mentioned it too.
Hey, how's our guy Papa Giorgio? Did we ever reactivate him on the YouTube chat?
You never gave me the go-ahead on that, so he's still banned. You let me know.
Well, you can unban Papa Giorgio. I'm in a giving mood.
All right. Very good. Merry Christmas, Papa Giorgio. Hawk, you mentioned it. Tua is disappointed. He talked about how it's normal human emotion. He also was very open about how he knows he hasn't played up to what he said the standard that he wanted to play at this year. When just briefly talking about the conversation that he had with Mike McDaniel, which apparently was quick. There wasn't like some sort of big breakdown from Mike McDaniel about why he's being replaced.
Yeah, seems like there's trouble in paradise between those two, because it doesn't seem like there was a heart to heart. It really, from the way Tua described it, the way I envision it, hey, your play hasn't been up to par, and we're actually gonna elevate Quinn Ewers to one. We're gonna keep Zach at two. I don't think it was much more than that. I don't it just doesn't sound like it was, which is strange because we know how much Mike McDaniel cares about his players as people and humans and their feelings. This seems to be a break.
Yeah, and there were some signs of this earlier in the season between Tua and McDaniel, like not being on the same page, but McDaniel publicly has always defended Tua on the field. Like, he's never talked about him negatively in terms of his play on the field. But if you remember, when Mike McDaniel was able to kind of marinate on Tua's comments that he got killed for regarding players missing meetings, he didn't really defend Tua. He just said he walked around the statements and said that he's like, that's not that he has nothing to do with those conversations. Those are players only meetings. Like, he could have came to his defense and just said, hey, I think he was taken out of context, and I don't think he really meant to throw anybody under the bus. But he didn't do that. He was just kind of like, that's not my call here. You're going to have to take it up with somebody else. That's not me.
So somebody texts in, why is it hard? Zach Wilson is better as a backup because he has experience and does not need the week of prep. Quinn, with the game plan made for him, is better than Zach. Carry on. No, that's dumb. I mean, that's literally a dumb comment, you dumb texter. Like, that's so dumb. So you're telling me Zach Wilson is better in a pinch, but Quinn Ewers is head and shoulders better than Zach Wilson with a week of prep? Then give Quinn Ewers the week of prep that you're giving Zach Wilson every week, and he'll be further along. I mean, that's dumb.
But I do think from an organizational standpoint, starting Quinn Ewers, who you haven't seen take snaps before in a game other than like a two series against Cleveland when the game was over, is the smarter move than going with Zach Wilson, in my opinion.
Fine. But have him as the backup the rest of the season. Why has he been third string if he gives you the best chance to beat the Bengals? It's nonsensical.
He doesn't give you a better chance to beat the Bengals. You don't know if he gives you a better chance to beat the Bengals because you have no idea. But I do think, to that texter's point, Zach Wilson in a pinch would be better than Quinn Ewers in a pinch all season because he's lived it, because he's played in those situations before. This has nothing to do, to your point, Hawk, this has nothing to do with Quinn Ewers giving the Dolphins a better chance to win, which I think is your point. Why are we lying about this?
Just a flat-out lie.
Right. Why are we lying about this? Why not just say what everybody knows, which is, hey, we've got a seventh-round pick. We want to give him a chance. We want to see if there's anything there over the final three games because we know Tua's not the answer, and we're trying to figure out the future of our organization. And everybody knows that's what it is, and there's nothing wrong with
that. Which, by the way, no one would blame them for.
Right.
And then Zach Wilson would have an answer, by the way, publicly. Then Zach Wilson can say, you know what? I understand them wanting to see the young guy. That makes sense. Instead, Zach Wilson has to stand there like a dummy and say, huh, I guess between Monday and Wednesday, I did something poorly or Quinn did something so great that I'm still the backup. It's just dumb.
Yeah. You know what's not dumb?
Somebody puts on the chat, Mike McDaniel saying something that makes sense. You really still hoping for that, Hawk? Yeah. Fair point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.